Ollie, fantastic to see here what it's all about, isn't it? The junior carnivals at Central North Tyona, nothing short of sensational. The one here in Gunnedah hasn't disappointed either.
No, Dee, and aren't we lucky with the weather? Bit of rain and then some really good rugby. Great weather for it.
What do you get up to now down around the Hunter Valley there in Scone?
I'm Angus cows and Wagyu bulls, so I'm after the F1 car. Gave away mining in February this year. Had 22 years of that. It was time for a change of direction. I'm now cash flow poor and got some cattle. So
the Wagyu are a fantastic beast. You just got to be able to speak Japanese. But look, Japan's come into Super Rugby, so the Wagyu should be great. And I've always been a bit of a bison fan myself, low in fat, pretty docile animal, but maybe that'll take off in about 10 or 15 years' time. But the Angus, they just go crazy because of Maccas and also Hungry Jacks with their hamburgers, and they're such a fantastic meat to eat, aren't they?
They are fantastic meat to eat. And then, of course, you put a bit of Wagyu over, and we're all ours will go for probably, or mostly export. It all goes round, and it all helping that bottom line.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the rugby career. Of course, you're out at Yeovil, you're out on the farm, and you played for the Eagles. Tell us a little about your first experiences there. Of course, you went to school and played rugby, but really you sent out your calling card when you played for Yeovil, and you not only played a little bit of juniors, but also, of course, played seniors and played for country seconds back when we had country seconds.
Yeah, probably played more country seconds than I did firsts in my years, because there was Brian Mansfield and Glenn Eisenhower there. They ran round in front of me. And then finally got my chance around about 77. So had a good run in then for a while. Yeah. And then finally went to Sydney and finished off. So, and played rugby until I was 42. So I've had a wonderful run and still involved in it.
We'll talk a little bit about in a sec, because you had a bit of rugby and then you went off jackarooing and running around the Northern Territory. Tell us about those experiences. Of course, you mixed in with the Indigenous populace as well, and it gave you a bit more rounded view, not only in your life, but about the Australia we have.
Oh, it sure did. In 1972, when I went to the Territory, I'd torn ankle ligaments, and I went up there, and not that that's why I did, why I went. And as there were 23 in our stock camp. There were the three whites and 20 Aboriginals. We had an Aboriginal cook, an Aboriginal tailor, and they were wonderful people to work with. Every day we're in stock camp, no communication, no refrigeration, just with a swag. Yeah. And we were out there for months on end. And that's when you get a true appreciation of people. And old man knew me so much that I still value. It was a wonderful experience, and one that I think every young, you know, bloke that wants to go on the land or go and have a look, it's still there. Mightn't be quite like it was, you know, now they've got a few more creature comforts, but it's still out there.
But of course you came back and you played with Wellington Redbacks, coached them as well, and sort of made your way through also. Tell us sort of those fantastic times there at Kennard Park.
Yeah, I did. I born and bred in Wellington. And of course Wellington hadn't formed when I went and played for Yeovil. Then when Wellington formed, I went there and played, and then, yes, captain coached them for a couple of years until that great cattle crash of 1974, and then had to move away, and I've had I don't know how many different things I've done since then. You sort of look back on it, and Wellington, yes, I'm a life member of Wellington, a wonderful club. Like everything, a lot of people in the bush, they've fallen on some hard times in their numbers over the years, but they're still there kicking along. I still watch them, and they still send me all the results of the Central West, and I keep an eye on where they're at. It's still a great interest, you know. It's you don't ever lose it.
Well, it's good to see that John White and Ken Catchpole were out there recently as well. And of course, you moved on to Dubbo, and that's where your career really went into a bit of a hyperdrive. You're part of that experience of playing for New South Wales Country, where they played international as well.
I go back. I'd actually retired from Country, and then it was John White who actually talked me in and said, you know, one day you're going to wish you'd have done it, Ollie. Instead of saying, gee, I'm glad I did that, and it just ate away at me. So I went and I went back and played again, and that's when I went to Manly. Jeez, I'm glad I did it.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and then everything just fell into place. We were in the semis in 82. Alan Jones coached us in 83. We won the Sydney Premiership in 83. And then I got an opportunity to go to Italy and France, and you can be just so lucky. But, you know, if it hadn't have been for the people like Portley, and you look at people like that, and for me now trying to encourage these children, but, if you know, I thank him so much for that input. And just that niggle away at my thinking, well, geez, he thinks I can actually do it. And going and actually doing it.